You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Arizona cops get a call about a shooting and find people performing CPR trying to save Darren Ferris's life. Ferris died at a local hospital. Philippe Santalala identified as a suspect. Vegas cops arrest him in connection with the death.
Nancy, a witness's description of the shooter did not immediately reveal a clear suspect. Police described Santalala as an acquaintance of 44-year-old Ferris, but did not provide any additional details about their relationship. A motive for the murder has not yet been identified.
Santalala, 46, now charged with murder one. Marco Ortega and Holly Paloa enter a Colorado shop with guns drawn, attempting to rob the place, but they don't expect one of the employees to be armed. The robbery escalates to a shootout between the two men and the employee.
That's right. The two 20-year-olds flee the scene when the employee returns fire. No one at the shop is injured, but a trail of blood on the floor suggests one of the robbers is. Cops are tipped off to their location and take one suspect into custody and the other to the hospital.
Both men now charged with armed robbery and attempted homicide. Valerie Miller faces murder for hire charges after she tries to hire an undercover cop. The Nebraska woman posts on social media asking if someone could buy her a gun. The cop responds, and Miller describes to the cop she wants five people dead, her ex-husband, his girlfriend, and her three children.
The cop then offers to kill them for her instead for $1,000 a person. Miller decides the children were no threat to her and only wants her ex-husband and his girlfriend dead for $2,000. Miller tells the cop she will pay half when her paycheck comes in.
39-year-old Valerie Miller are now facing five counts of attempted murder and murder conspiracy. More crime and justice news after this. And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The mother of a toddler found dead in a Georgia landfill has been charged with murder and other crimes in a 19-count indictment that alleges she used drugs before killing her son and dumping his body in a trash bin. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
A Chatham County grand jury returned the indictment against Leilani Simon. She's been jailed since police arrested her November 21st when investigators found her son's remains after weeks spent combing through garbage at a landfill. Simon called 911 the morning of October 5th to report her 20-month-old son, Quentin Simon, was missing from his indoor playpen at their home outside Savannah.
Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley has named Simon as the sole suspect.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Aaron York Dean, guilty of the offense of manslaughter.
Former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean showed no emotion as the verdict was read. It comes 3 years after Dean shot 28-year-old Atiana Jefferson inside her home. Officers came to her home after a neighbor reported her door was open. Body cam video showed officers responding but never identifying themselves. Seconds after Dean spots Jefferson through her window, she was shot as her then 8-year-old nephew stood watching. Dean later resigned and, on the stand, argued that he was acting in self-defense. But Jefferson's nephew, now 11 years old, told a different story. He testified his aunt went to the window after hearing a noise outside and said she did not point her gun before she was shot and fell to the ground. Five Louisiana law enforcement officers have been charged with state crimes ranging from negligent homicide to malfeasance and the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Authorities initially blamed Green's death on a car crash before long-suppressed body camera video showed white officers beating, stunning, and dragging the black motorist as he wailed, "I'm scared." These are the first criminal charges of any kind to emerge from Green's bloody death on a roadside in rural northeast Louisiana, a case that got little attention until an Associated Press investigation exposed a cover-up and prompted scrutiny of top Louisiana State Police brass.
The AP expose also led to a sweeping U.S. Justice Department review of state police and a legislative inquiry looking at what Governor John Bel Edwards knew and when he knew it. Governors Brian Kemp of Georgia and Chris Sununu of New Hampshire have now banned the use of TikTok and popular messaging applications from all computer devices controlled by their state governments, saying the Chinese government may be able to access users' personal information. Both governors banned the messaging app WeChat and other apps owned by Chinese firm Tencent. Sununu went further, banning apps owned by Chinese firm Alibaba and telecommunications hardware and smartphones made by Chinese firms including Huawei and ZTE. Kemp also banned Telegram, saying its Russian control poses similar risks.
Deontia Bellamy and her 11-year-old girl get into an argument with a Florida 7-Eleven employee. It escalates to a fight. Surveillance video shows the 11-year-old throwing punches and mom grabbing a stick attached to the bathroom key and beating the employee. The pair now facing aggravated battery and disorderly conduct charges. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.